This is Money Talk.
We've reached our goal. You people are amazing. $3 million in 2 hours.
I don't know where they get it all.
Good night, everybody.
Money Talk. 20 years on the air with advice on money matters. Here's your host, Bob Brinker.
Welcome to Money Talk. Welcome back. I'm Lynn Jimenez, and I'm sitting in for Bob Brinker. When I'm not here with you, I'm business reporter for KGO Radio and author of Se Habla Dinero, The Everyday Guide to Financial Success. So glad you're here today. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk to an expert on life cycle mutual funds. Those are target date funds. Josh Charlson of Morningstar. That's a well-known market research firm. We'll answer your questions about retirement savings and whether they work for you. So join us by calling toll-free 1-800-934-2221. Well, you've heard me talk about making homeaffordable.com, where you can get some help modifying your mortgage. I'm sure you've heard on the news that the program hit its goal of modifying 500,000 mortgages a month ahead of schedule, and yet foreclosures continue at a rapid pace. Now, more the result of layoffs, really, than bad loans. And I wanted to know what a foreclosure looks like from the inside out. What does someone facing foreclosure do to help themselves? So this week, with the help of producer Lynn Sloan, we talked to David Coleman. He's a man who's gone through foreclosure for 2 years and lived to tell about it. In fact, he's written a book, 42 Rules for Saving Your House from Foreclosure. We asked David how he ended up in foreclosure.
What I did was I actually listened to mortgage brokers and real estate people and got a second mortgage home equity loan back like 6 or 7 years ago and pulled money out of the house to add to it, fix it up. But, you know, I've actually paid for my house twice.
Twice? That has to hurt. So how does the foreclosure process begin? I mean, do you even know it's beginning?
If you don't pay the bank for a certain amount of time, they have to notify you of foreclosure, which for me happened last December, and then they have 120 days before they can foreclose on your house in California. So that happened sometime in March.
Now, Coleman explains how the bank told him his house was in foreclosure.
No one told me I was in foreclosure in December, so when I happened to talk to someone at Washington Mutual, they said, oh, you're in foreclosure. And I was just horrified. I had no idea. No one told me. Nothing. Now, realized that I had stopped paying my mortgage in July because I was trying to get the bank's attention. Well, their attention was to just go into foreclosure.
Now, a big question here is, once the foreclosure process starts, how do you stop it?
Bankruptcy will stop a foreclosure. So, actually, I had to do a bankruptcy, which never went through, but I filed for it because we had actually an application into Washington Mutual, and they couldn't get their act together to actually postpone the sale.
And he has some other advice.
Talk to the bank. Make noise. You're not the only one in the situation. And because you made some mistakes, now certainly I advocate taking personal responsibility, and I certainly made some mistakes and believe people when I shouldn't have, and maybe been more prudent with the equity in my house, which has dropped $400,000 in the last year. You know, at this point, my loans are more than the house is worth. And in a lot of cases, people just walk away. It's cheaper for them to just leave and leave the house to the bank, which eventually tries to sell it to someone else. The problem is that in lots of neighborhoods, when you have all these empty houses, it brings the price of all the other houses around it down.
Now, Coleman says fighting foreclosure can be very expensive.
You have to pay all the legal fees and any penalties and late fees. If you get foreclosed on and they take your house, I guess it doesn't cost you anything except your house. If you decide, like me, you want to keep your house, then they will add up the amount when you try to come to some agreement. However, after 2 years, no one at Washington Mutual has ever talked to me about negotiating.
And contrary to what you might expect, he says the bank was not willing to modify his loan to keep him out of foreclosure, and here's why.
The problem is that the banks are set up to foreclose on houses, and they have been for many years. However, they're not set up to do loan modifications. Now, either one of these is probably not a good business for the banks, because if they foreclose on your house, they end up selling the house on the courthouse steps for whatever someone will pay for it, and usually it's a lot less, so they end up losing money. Plus, it probably costs them about $60,000 or $70,000 to do each foreclosure. It's not a great business for them. The other problem is that loan modification actually doesn't make any money for them. It's a cost, and so they really don't want to do it. And I believe I saw last year Bank of America did only 7% of loan modifications.
And that's one reason the government is offering banks a certain amount of money if they'll go through loan modifications. Now, Coleman says he even called the president of Chase Manhattan Bank after it bought his mortgage. So did the president ever call him back?
He didn't answer, but someone on his staff answered, and I explained the problem, and they said they would look into it. Now, nothing actually has happened, but I guess someone is looking into it. I also got Dianne Feinstein, Senator Feinstein, involved. And through the Chancellor of the Currency, I think they have made an inquiry into the bank. And as far as I can tell, nothing's really changed. The bank's bureaucracy seems to be stronger than the government's or anyone else's.
Now, Coleman explains how a foreclosure affects credit.
Once you get 30 or 60-day late mortgage payments or bankruptcy, just forget your credit score. At this point, I'm not clear anyone will ever give me credit in the rest of my life, so I've switched to a cash economy. I don't have any credit cards, and whatever credit card debt we have in our family, we're trying to pay off as quickly as we can. Because if you look at the rules for credit cards, they can change the amount of interest and all sorts of other things, the payment period, whenever they want.
At one point, Coleman says he turned to a nonprofit for help. So did it help?
The guy at the nonprofit was very nice and very helpful, but ultimately it didn't get anywhere. And his suggestion to me, and I've had this suggestion several times over the 2 years, is just sell the house and leave, do a short sale. And my goal was, I've been in the house 21 years, and I want to stay in my house. I like my house. And I put a lot of money into it, and I don't want to walk away from it after 21 years. It's my home.
He says there are nonprofits, though, that actually do help.
I know there's a group called NACA, N-A-C-A, and they recently have been holding some kind of workshop. I know they did it at the L.A. Coliseum a couple weeks ago and at the Cow Palace here in San Francisco, and they had like 4,000 or 5,000 people in line to look at their applications and see if NACA could intercede on their behalf with some of these banks. Now, from what I've read about NACA, they have created some agreements with banks that the bank will actually negotiate with them, and I'm not clear if they're successful or not. I don't know what their success rate is, but they're also an activist organization.
Now, he did turn to lawyers, and he's not uniformly impressed with them, but...
Getting a lawyer is expensive, but one way to go, you could talk to NACA. Be very careful about all these groups that say, oh, we can help you redo your loan and get a loan at 2% and all this other stuff. If it's too good to be true, it probably is. So be very skeptical. We got ripped off by a group in Florida for $2,500 who took our money and did nothing.
In the end, Coleman says there were a lot of things he would have done differently.
I probably should have not believed all the advice I got and maybe been a little more prudent with my money. The only thing I can say is there's about 8 million other people in the same boat.
Now, anyone facing foreclosure cannot afford to waste time or money, so I hope this conversation with David Coleman's helps some. If you want to check out the 42 rules for saving your house from foreclosure, even if you have to read it in the library, do so. I'd like to thank David Coleman of Collaborative Strategies for sharing his story and producer Lynn Sloan for her help with this. And we're going to have more on home foreclosures coming up in just a bit. You can call in with your questions to Money Talk at 1-800-934-2221. I'm Lynn Jimenez in for Bob Brinker, and you're listening to Money Talk.
Money Talk,